Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for listening, and I also want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every weekend with this little show. We get to feature one of our members, one of the business community that's local that you need to support. Listener, you need to support them. I know Amazon is extremely tempting, and we all use it from time to time. And sometimes you kind of have to if there's nothing you can get here locally. But most of the stuff we buy, we can find it local. When we shop local, we support the businesses that support us, the ones that when all the different nonprofits in Carroll go to and say, hey, could I have XYZ for an auction that we're doing? These people give it. I don't recall seeing Amazon do that recently, or maybe ever. I also don't recall seeing Amazon pay any taxes like the local businesses do that goes to pay for police, fire, first responders, education. So please, especially with the holidays coming upon us, if you're going to buy somebody a gift card, don't buy an Amazon gift card. Buy a gift card to one of the local restaurants, one of the local stores here in Carroll. And you can find all of our members who'd love to sell you gift cards at carrollcountychamber.org. And I have an amazing member on with me that I've had on many times. And she's a past chair of the board. She's also the director emeritus of the Carroll County Public Library. And she's a member of the Women's Club of Westminster. And I'm talking about Miss Lynn Wheeler. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Mike. And thank you very much. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about anything, really. But today, about the Women's Club of Westminster. Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking about a group. You know, here I am. We're already starting to try to plan out our 100-year anniversary at the Chamber, which will be in 2024. But you guys have us beat, right? Tell me a little bit about that, because a lot of people don't know about the Women's Club of Westminster.
Well, thank you. The Women's Club of Westminster is a member organization of the General Federation of Women's Clubs, which is dedicated to improving communities through volunteer service. The General Federation encourages projects that focus on promoting education, preserving natural resources, working on behalf of the elderly and people with disabilities, advocating for issues of concern to women, children, and families, and supporting participation in the arts. The General Federation of Women's Club is comprised of 3,500 clubs that work in a spirit of teamwork to help the communities they serve. There are clubs in every state. Each club reports their work to the national organization every year. Just to give you a sense of the scope across so many clubs, in 2020, for example, statistics compiled from all clubs show that club women participated in nearly 75,000 projects, volunteered a combined total of 3,600,000 plus hours, donated over 9,400,000 to these volunteer community efforts.
What an active club. That's pretty amazing. And you know, like I said, we've been around almost 100 years, and you guys are hitting 110 years in Westminster, right?
Yes, that's true. The local club was started in 1911 by Carrie Reinhardt Wance, and it was started as an opportunity for women to get together to read books and share information on art, architecture, and other things. But very quickly, they got to the issue of how could they join together to be helpful. One of their first acts was to join the National Federation of Women's Clubs. The new club's first civic action was a successful fly campaign in 1912 to heighten awareness of health hazards spread by flies and to encourage homeowners to install window screens.
Wow.
In 1925, the Women's Club of Westminster partnered with the General Federation and Good Housekeeping magazine to complete a survey on household technology, which led to a five-part home equipment primer to educate families on labor-saving devices.
That's crazy. I mean, even back then, technology was happening, right?
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
One result of this nationwide door-to-door survey, which is hard, you know, just imagine walking around saying, hey, did you know you could get a dishwasher, whatever the tech of the day was. But one result of this nationwide door-to-door survey was that the term homemaker was added to the list of occupations listed in the 1930 U.S. Census.
Interesting. Very interesting. Lynn, listen, I would like the people listening to know, how can they get involved with you? So I want to go over that now and then again at the end. As they're hearing this, is there a website? Is there a Facebook page? How do they get in touch with you? And I'm assuming that since you guys are an actual membership group, there must be some kind of an annual fee that I don't think is all that much. So we want to encourage anyone listening, anyone, I guess, here in Carroll, it doesn't just have to be in Westminster, right?
That's absolutely right. And thank you for asking that, Mike. The annual membership dues fee is $65. And of course, women are then expected as members to participate in a number of volunteer or activities. We partner with many groups and to support the projects that the Women's Club takes on. Also, in order to connect, please look at the Women's Club of Westminster Facebook page, but also you can email gfwcwestminster@gmail.com and someone will get back to you right away. And we'd love to have the involvement of any women in our wonderful county. So thank you for offering that. Appreciate it.
Excellent. And we'll give that information again at the end. And if you missed it, we'll give it again at the end. And if you miss it, then you can always call me on my cell phone and I will get that information to you. And again, my cell is 410-977-3111. And if you just now tuned in, I'm talking to Ms. Lynn Wheeler, who is a member of the Women's Club of Westminster. And we're talking a little bit about this outfit that does amazing work, has been around for 110 years. And some of us have never heard of them before, because I guess maybe we haven't done a good enough job of looking, or maybe we need to get the actual word out there more to everybody that you guys exist. So currently right now, as you stand there in 2021, what's the main focus of your club's work?
Well, the club is broken into different volunteer projects focus areas, such as the arts. For example, the Women's Club has a committee that puts together art shows in the nonprofit center. And these are open to the public. If you'd like to stop in at the nonprofit center, you can see a wonderful array of art displayed on the walls there. They also are partners with the Carroll County Arts Center. And Mike, something that you are always promoting is the importance of partnerships in our community, and the Women's Club is very much a partner. Another major focus is to advance education. The club works very closely with the Carroll County Public Schools and other schools and daycares in the community. Incoming President Marjorie Lonas, who probably needs no introduction, is retired head of Career and Tech Ed, and she's very closely aligned with the Board of Ed. And we regularly work with the Board of Ed to see what needs are out there. For example, there are emergency needs. A pupil personnel worker might call the Women's Club, for example, and say, we have a family who is now just homeless, or as a result of abuse, a mother and child had to leave the house. And we immediately go into action to provide material to help that family to survive the time of trauma, this period of trauma, and to help the schools help them. So that is a big part of what we do. We also participate in Read Across America. We do regular readings in the school during Dr. Seuss Month, and are very involved in that regard.
Well, that's important to you with your background at the actual libraries. I'm sure that that's kind of near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely. Another area of focus is conservation. And The Women's Club of Westminster maintains Belgrove Square Gardens. Of course, that's a greatly beloved park in Westminster, working closely with the city of Westminster to maintain that park. Again, an overall theme, overriding theme for the General Federation of Women's Clubs is to identify domestic violence awareness and prevention as an organization priority. So we do a lot of work in that regard. We also promote civic engagement and support national and international programs to help children and families. We have a number of very, very talented seamstresses in the club. And last year, through their little dresses projects, members created 268 dresses for children, which went to relief organizations both in the United States and abroad to make sure that children have clothes to wear. So I love that.
It's obvious that you need to have a lot of women in your club because you guys do so much. Now, we're getting close to being out of time, but I want to let you know, please make sure you go back at the next meeting and let them know that I would love to partner with you guys with an event, with whatever. There's a lot of things that you guys do that you could come alongside us and we could help to get you involved, help to get some more exposure for you. And maybe there's some new things we could think about with the chamber. We've got about 650 local members and they're very active. And this seems like a good group to want to partner with. So I've got one more question for you. If you can tell me quickly, I know we were talking about it a little bit beforehand, but what actual legislation are you guys behind at this time?
Well, the General Federation of Women's Clubs was very, very active in the women's suffrage movement back, which celebrated its 100th anniversary of women's right to vote last year with the passage of the 19th Amendment 100 years ago. And we continue our efforts to support, for example, the Equal Rights Amendment, which has been out there for many, many years. And we're still hoping that it passes. So the Women's Club's involved in that. And also, if you go to the General Federation of Women's Club website, you can see their legislative page, which is involved in advocating for legislation that helps not only families and children, like legislation that addresses abuse, but also veterans. We're very involved in assisting veterans in our community, and the General Federation is supporting legislation to help veterans get dogs to help them.
Oh, that's cool. That's very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and many things like that.
All right, Lynn, real fast, when do you guys meet? I think you guys meet monthly, you said, right, from September to May?
Yes, we do. Yep, we meet on the third Tuesday of the month at the Nonprofit Center. Of course, as with all organizations, COVID has put a major damper on the in-person meetings over the last year, but we're emerging and hoping to get fully back in operation. Very soon with all organizations.
And Lynn, I got about 20 seconds. Tell me again, how do people get in touch with you?
All right. They can, I would recommend, if you're interested in joining the Women's Club and we'd love to talk to you, please send an email to gfwcwestminster@gmail.com. And I did want to mention one more thing I'm very proud of, Mike. All these clubs, this year, our club was received honorable mention for a fantastic initiative that the co-chairs, Claire Berndt and Linda Kelgard, put together to do a writing, research, and history, and sharing with the members history of the women's suffrage movement leading to the passage of the 19th Amendment. But Babs Condon, our local member, served as the national president of the General Federation of Women's Clubs. And we're so proud of Bab's tremendous work.
Thank you, Lynn. And I hate to cut you off, but I'm down to 15 seconds. So thanks so much for being on the show, okay?
Mike, thank you for all you do for our community. You are magnificent, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're very welcome. If you just now tuned in and missed this, it'll be up on our website tomorrow. carrollcountychamber.org. You can also call us at 410-848-9050. Or if you happen to be strolling around downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocería. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening. Do something special with family or friends, and God bless.